Shalom, this is Yuval Shomron with another prophetic proof of purchase. God has promised grace for the land of Israel and for His chosen people. Let's read Isaiah 41-2. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak kindly to Jerusalem and call out to her that her warfare has ended, that her iniquity has been removed, that she has received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. In Hebrew, these verses begin, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, comfort, comfort ye my people. God is certainly in the business of comforting. And so should we be. The word Nachamu is plural and a command. In other words, all of you go out and comfort. As if we might not get it, the word is repeated. There are those who seem to think their job in life is to pass out condemnation. We could certainly find reasons to condemn the people of Israel, as well as every one of us in the church. Yet God has decreed not only that He has forgiven His people, but given them double for all their sins. Double comfort, double grace, double blessing. We see this promised in Isaiah 51:3. Indeed, the Lord will comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places and her wilderness. He will make like Eden and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and sound of a melody. If you visit Israel, which by the way you should, you will see the scripture being fulfilled before your very eyes. In fact, if you rent a car and just start driving, you will see green gardens everywhere. You will have to find a map and spend a lot of gas money to even find a desert. Stop by any Israeli family on Sabbath Eve, and you will hear clearly the melody of gladness. Shortly before Yeshua's departure from this earthly realm, He made an important promise in John 14:26. But the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Indeed, one of the major tasks of the Holy Spirit is to comfort us and guard us against the condemnation of our enemy. Israel already has enough enemies who spread lies and condemnation in the press which have little or no basis whatsoever. As believers in God, our job is to comfort. We can comfort Israel by praying, by visiting, or even by writing our congressmen and reminding them of God's promises concerning His chosen land and people. And remember, as Gentiles grafted into the olive tree of the Jewish people, that comfort will soak all the way up to our branches as well. This is Yuval Shomron in Jerusalem. High Adventure Ministries now broadcasts news, music, and programs from the heart of Jerusalem 24/7 on the Voice of Jerusalem on the Sky Angel Satellite Network. Our internet station is www.voiceofhopejerusalem.com. For information on these two stations, our work in Israel, and our biannual tours to the Holy Land, visit our website, www.highadventure.org, or call 1-800-517-HOPE. High Adventure Ministries, your expert Israeli connection.